Top of the morning. How's everybody doing today? It's a beautiful day. Hope everybody's having a wonderful morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in the world. I'm glad that you're here with me right now. You know what I'm saying? So wherever you at, I hope you're having a great second, a great minute, a great hour, a great day, a great week, a great month, and hopefully you're having a great year. You know what I'm saying? It's only, three more weeks left to the year. So hopefully this last 3 weeks will make your whole year, you know what I'm saying, what it is or what it was. You feel me? But welcome to another episode of How I Feel. I'm your host, the Godfather. You heard me? Gia. Like I said, how's everybody doing today, man? I'm having a great day. I'm having a great morning. You know, it's Friday. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a beautiful day, man. It's a beautiful morning. Like I say, it's Friday the 11th, 2020. 3 more weeks left to the year. Oh, man. How y'all feel about that? You know what I'm saying? 3 more weeks left to the year. How y'all feel about it? And how y'all feel about this whole year, 2020? And how y'all feel about 2021 that's about to come? You know what I'm saying? Is y'all ready? You know what I'm saying? Talk to me. You know what I'm saying? We gotta prepare it. We gotta, you know what I'm saying? We gotta chop it up. You know what I'm saying? We gotta get together and plan this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but you know how it goes. it's you know, the last few days. The last few days of the year. It's a lot going on. You know, and what's crazy is, we got one check this whole year. Think about that real quick. And while you think about it, how does that make you feel? You know what I mean? Let's talk about that for a second, because damn, we done got one motherfucking check this year. One stimulus check. I mean, motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be, you know, people have been getting checks for the past 20 years, every week, bi-weekly, you know what I'm saying? Or weekly, or monthly, or quarterly, whatever, however you get your money, all that shit just stop. Right? You know what I'm saying? All that shit just stop out of nowhere. So now, they only give us one motherfucking check, and that's $1,200, and you get an extra $500 if you have a child. Damn. You know, like, so if all the single mothers, we're going to start with the single mothers first. All the single mothers with, let's just say, they got 2 kids in the house. A single mother with 2 children in the house. So she gets $1,200. And then she get an additional $500 for each child. So she got an extra $1,000 for both of her children. So altogether, what? Shit, $2,200, right? Damn. You had 3 kids. You got $1,500 extra. Your $1,200 plus $1,500, $5 each for each child. So, you know, you do the math, right? So, let's just say for all the single mothers who got 4 babies or 4 kids or 4 children that's under 18 living in the house. So, you got 5, 10, 15, 20. You got $2,000 for all 4 of the kids. And you got an extra $1,200 for yourself. So, that's $4,000. $5,200. So that's $5,200 for the whole house. Now, single fathers, same thing. You got 2 child, you get an extra $500 for each child. That's $2,000. 3, 4 kids, $500 each for each child. So the same thing as the single mothers. Nothing changed, which is good. The thing is, if you're a parent that owes child support, you don't get nothing. Damn, I don't know how to feel about that. You know what I'm saying? Because I have children myself. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I didn't get the $500 extra for my children. I didn't even get the $1,200 stimulus check for my goddamn self. But that's a whole nother story, though. I'm going to tell you how I feel about that on a whole nother episode. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to stick to the kids right now. Stick to, you know, to you guys right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you owe child support, whether you were male or female, but you, we know 9 out of 10 is going to be a male that's on child support, right? So you owe child support maybe $1, maybe $10, $100. You know, the thing is, just because you owe child support, it doesn't mean that you're a bad father. Some of the great fathers are on child support right now, because, you know, money runs the world, money makes the world turn. So it's like, just because you were great, just because you don't have an income, it doesn't mean you're not the best father. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense to y'all? Right? So you telling me because I owe, let's just say, $500 in child support, but I'm a great father, I want my kids, we split custody 50-50. Fuck it. You know what? I'm gonna let the mom have this one. I get my kids on the weekend, right? Cool. Weekdays, they at home with their mom, going to school, doing their thing. On the weekends, they come hang with dad. They come over to dad's house and we do us for the weekend. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how we roll, right? So we do that every single day, every single weekend for the past 10 years. But you know, I owe $500. Now, you know, I pay my child support. Well, once again, I'm not saying me. I'm just giving an example, right? I'm telling a story here. Not a fake story, but it's a story with no names, just a story. So listen up, right? So, excuse me. Let me sip on this little coffee real quick. It's nice. This coffee is good. Caramel, vanilla. Man, creamer. Oh, my goodness. Oh, by the way, some of the great coffee comes from Africa, Ethiopia, Kenya, you know what I'm saying? Somalia. Africa has some of the best coffee in the world. But anyways, though, so you're gonna tell me I don't qualify for the $1,200 stimulus? You know what I'm saying? Not even a $500, because they go off a tax. So they go off where we claim the kids on the last, you know, tax return is the one that gets the $500 for the child. So let's just say, you know, the woman claimed a child. So it's like, I can't even get $1,200 because I owe $500. But I owe $500 child support. But I'm with my kids every single weekend. And on top of that, I'm at every parent teacher conference. I'm at every award. I'm at everything that a man's supposed to do as a father, or whatever, you know, the man does it, which you're not supposed to get, you know, a standing ovation for doing daddy duties. That's off top, man, though. You know what I'm saying? So all you fathers out there think you're supposed to get a pat on the back, or, you know what I'm saying, a standing ovation for having your kids or taking care of your kids. Nah, partner, nigga, you're supposed to do that shit off top, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You don't do it for the social media. You don't do it for the looks. You don't do it for none of that bullshit. You do it for the fam, for the kids, for your own, you know what I'm saying, you know, mental state of mind. For you, you know what I mean, as a man, period. A man gonna raise his kids and take care of his family regardless. Fuck the social media. Don't nobody gotta see what the fuck I do, right? So anyways, right, so you know what I'm saying? You can't get the stimulus because you owe child support. But damn, like, I'm a great father. I pick my kids up. We're having, you know, daddy weekends, daddy days, you know, picnics, this and that, trips, road trips, vacation. I do more than I do more with my kids than their mom does with them. All their mom do is just take it, just, you know, wake up, clothe them, take them to school. And that's it. But all that. So it's like, how can you judge my relationship with my kids off of my, off of child support? And that's what this country does. This country makes you feel like, make people look at people like, oh, you owe child support? I mean, you're a bad father. Man, fuck all that. If you owe child support, you owe child support. It is what it is. You could be broke, rich, whatever the fuck it is. If you owe child support, you owe child support. If you a deadbeat dad, you a deadbeat dad, period. Whether you got money or don't have money. Now, if you're a great father, you're a great father, period. With money or without money. So, you know what I'm saying? So, all this bullshit about a nigga can't get no income, no check because I owe child support. Fuck you and shove it up your ass. Fuck you. I'm gonna make it happen though, you heard me? So, that's just the fucked up thing about it. You know what I'm saying? Whether you a male or a female that owes child support doesn't mean that you're a bad parent. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, there is bad parents that's millionaires and that's providing for the children. And they're horrible parents. And there's great parents that's hella broke but showing so much love to the kids that the kids don't even know they're in poverty. You know what I'm saying? So it's just how you parent, how you do your parenting, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, so you know, I feel like that's just fucking motherfucking crazy. I don't give a fuck who says what, that's crazy. So at the end of the day, whether I owe child support or not, I'm still a motherfucking human being, right? I'm still a person. I still have feelings. I'm still somebody's child, somebody's father, I'm still a person just like you, just like the next person who got it or who don't got it. We're all the same, right? Man, it's crazy out here, yo. It's hella crazy, man. But it's just what you make up. It's just what you make out of it. It's what you make out of it. How you make your moves. How you do your things. That, you know, your next step is going to determine tomorrow, right? So that's just what it is, man. Your next step is going to determine tomorrow. So make your next step count. Make it work for you. And just make your next step an honest step, a 100 step, you know what I'm saying? And just be a real step, you know what I'm saying? Just be real with this shit, man. But, you know, anyways, Christmas time's coming around. Motherfuckers still ain't got their checks. People got their checks way back in, I don't even know when. So it's been at least over, is it 5 to 6 months maybe, since people got their stimulus? And, you know, but one thing though, I'm very proud of this country. I'm proud of everybody holding it down and holding it together so far. This country hasn't, not saying nothing's happened, but it hasn't broken down yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing bad has happened yet, which I'm surprised because shit's supposed to be fucked up right now. You know what I mean? Shit's supposed to be fucked up right now. But for some reason, you know, as a whole, not individually, but as a whole, we're still holding it down and holding it together. And we're still staying strong. You know what I'm saying? We haven't folded yet. Our knees are starting to buckle a little bit because it's the end of the year. We only have one check, so motherfuckers' knees are starting to buckle a little bit. But as far as shaking, nah, it ain't shaking yet. You know, it's just buckling, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? We just had Thanksgiving, which was fucked up. Because we couldn't go nowhere, we couldn't do nothing, we couldn't do shit. We had to stay safe, I mean, so, you know, I did my best, I did my part, stayed home, they ain't gonna wear stay indoor, lock my motherfucking doors, and nobody coming in here for no Thanksgiving turkey, for nothing. Fuck all that. Matter of fact, we're never gonna cook turkey this year. You know what I'm saying? What we had. My wife made some motherfucking goat. That was the bomb. Fuck the turkey. She made some goat. That shit was the bomb. It was the bomb, I tell you. The diggity diggity bomb. It was the shit. Like Martin said, it was the bomb. It was the bomb. That motherfucker was good. Shout out to my wife, man. She made that motherfucker happen. She did that. You know what I'm saying? She did that. Hey, ain't nobody coming here with none of that COVID shit. I'm locking doors. I'm spraying shit. I'm checking motherfuckers' temperature. Nigga, I don't want no friends, no new friends, no old friends this year. 2020, I'm single as far as, I mean, I'm not single, but I'm single. I don't want no friends, nothing, none of that bullshit. I'm in the house all motherfucking day, all year long. I'm indoors, you heard me? Yeah, man. Like I said, man, Christmas is coming up. Shit. Motherfuckers ain't even got money to go shopping. Motherfuckers ain't even got money to go buy the kids no type of Christmas gift. You know what I'm saying? Damn. How the fuck you feel about that? How'd that make you feel? We still ain't got the second stimulus yet, so we don't know when it's gonna come. If it's gonna come before Christmas or after Christmas. If it comes after Christmas, damn, that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? We had Halloween. We had, man, let's take it back real quick. We had 4th of July, the country was broke. Halloween, broke. Thanksgiving, broke. New Christmas is coming up, and it looks like we're going to be broke. So, I don't know. Like, how the fuck do you feel about that? You know what I'm saying? Which ain't, it ain't the first time in history, but it's the first time in our history, as far as our, not even the first time in our history, but the first time in the last 50 plus year that we had something like that was worldwide, a worldwide pandemic. You know what I mean? 100 years ago was whatever virus that was that had came out 100 years ago that shook the whole world also, you know. So this is another one, 100 years later. You know what I'm saying? Damn, some cold shit. That motherfucker keep coming back on every 100 years. I'm back, bitch. Body slam that bitch. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going for that bullshit. This bitch keep coming back every 100 years. Damn, bitch. Every 100 years? God damn. Bitch. Fuck away from... Don't give us 200 years, please. Before you come back around this motherfucker. We got shit to do. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got shit to do. We got places to go. Money to make. You gonna come around and shut this whole shit down? Come on, man. Bitch. Hating ass bitch. Shit. Like Trump calls it. You hating ass Chinese? I'm just saying what the president called it. Nah, I ain't saying shit. I'm just saying what he said. But, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I just, you know, people, I mean, it's a lot of people that's listening to this shit right now. Like, truck drivers, bus drivers, pilots, you know what I'm saying? Just drivers. Cross-country driving, that's cross-country delivery shit, that's just, you know, that's you know, making this country move, you know, this is for y'all, you know what I mean? I want you to really think about this shit, like, from last year to this year, how the fuck do you feel? Please let me know. God damn, hit me up at smokeoneproduction@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Smoke One, oh, the Smoke One Production, you spell out the one, production@gmail.com. Send me your comments, man. Let me know how you feel about this bullshit ass pandemic, this fucking stimulus, this whole election. Just let me know how the fuck you feel, and we gonna conversate. I'm gonna read the email know what I'm saying, live, you know what I'm saying, on here. And I'm going to read it out loud, you know what I'm saying, and we're going to discuss the motherfucking subject, you know what I'm saying. We're going to discuss how people feel, because we all, like I said, man, this is therapy for all of us, yo. You know what I'm saying, we all need this shit, you heard me. So I don't give a fuck how you feel, what it is, whatever it is. We all need to talk to each other and help each other get through this this hard times right now. I don't give a fuck if you got it or not. This is hard times, period. So get your mind right, man, and get it right. Shit. Because I don't know how y'all feel, but I know how I feel. I know how I feel. It's not a good feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's not a good motherfucking feeling to be feeling like this. And I know I'm not the only one that feels like this. So come on, man. Y'all gotta feel my pain, because I feel your pain. You know what I'm saying? Damn. You know what I'm saying? You gonna shut down this motherfucking country for 8 months and not give us no fucking money? Who does that? I mean, you got other countries that's taking great care of the peoples right now. You know what I'm saying? They breaking bread. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers is at home chilling right now in Canada and other countries. I got my people in Canada right now loving it. They chilling. They out here laughing at us right now. Like, what is y'all doing out there? Y'all ain't got no money. What is your president doing? Like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean? The people that left this country last year, they like, man, thank God I left just in time, because I would have been fucked. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't mad at my people that left. You know what I'm saying? That's gone. Like, fuck it. I ain't mad at y'all. Do what the fuck y'all do. That's what, yeah, shit. You know? Because motherfuckers is tired, man. Motherfuckers is sick of this shit. A lot of people feel a certain way about this shit. And before they blow up on some shit and get and do some crazy shit, they're like, let me get the fuck out of this country. Because I'm going to fuck around and do some crazy shit out here and fuck everything up. So let me just pack me and my family up and get the fuck out of this country. And I ain't mad at y'all. I'm coming real soon. I'm right behind y'all. Because this shit is like tick, 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 tick. It's going boom real soon. So before that tick, tick expires, get your family together. Get out the country and go start a whole new life somewhere else. And when stuff gets back how it's supposed to be in the States, then you come back home. You know what I'm saying? But until then, man, don't get caught up in the bullshit. You hear me? Because there's a lot of bullshit going on, man. And this shit is fucking crazy. I don't know. Is it bullshit or is it some real shit? Like, you feel me? But it's bullshit though, for reals. But the bullshit is gonna become some real shit. Man, this is crazy, yo. Like, motherfuckers is waking up every morning, checking emails, checking stocks, checking everything. Cause you gonna wake up one morning and you gonna fucking jump out the motherfucking window. Or you gonna wake up to some fucked up news, some fucked up whatever the fuck it is that's gonna fuck up your whole life. You gonna jump out that window. Man. Calm yourself down. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Right now, man. Right now is a good time to be smoking weed. Keep it 100 with you. Smoke some of that good weed. Keep calm. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna calm you down. You know what I'm saying? You won't panic. Because if you panic, that's when shit gets more fucked up as when you're panicking. So just relax, yo. Smoke a joint, smoke a bowl, smoke a bomb, smoke a blunt. However you smoke it, and relax. Get your mind right. Think about your future. Think about your next step. Like I said, that your next step is very, very important right now. That you make, it's very important that you make the right step. So like I said, your next step needs to, has to, it must be the right move. You hear me? I'm just saying, like it or not, take it if you want, whatever, do what you want to do with it. But I'm just saying though, right? Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, you don't have to go through this alone. You know what I'm saying? You got your neighbors, you got your family, your wife, your husband, your kids, your neighbors, your whatever. Talk to somebody, get with somebody, and come up with a plan, come up with an exit plan, how we gonna get out this bitch. Because right now, that's all we can do is prepare ourselves and have an exit plan. Because if we ain't got a motherfucking exit plan, nigga, we're fucked off top. So I'm just saying. So, you know, get with whoever you with, or whoever you need to get with. And like I said, make it happen. Make your next step count. You know what I'm saying? Do some research. Do this, buy that. Like, whatever the fuck you need to do right now, this the time. Don't wait for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Man, it's crazy though. Yeah, pretty much, man. That's just what it is, yo. But anyways, though, besides that, it's a lot of bullshit going around. People feeling a certain way about a lot of stuff in the world. So, you know, I'm here, man. The Godfather, yo. Talk to me, I talk back. We gonna help each other out, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, what I'm gonna do is real soon, I'm gonna have I'm gonna start having some live calls, some live callers call in, and we're gonna take some live calls and questions online, and really connect with you guys, and we're gonna really connect with each other and really become a family. You know what I'm saying? Really, you know what I'm saying? Help each other out. Like I said, through this hard time, through this hardship, you know what I'm saying? How I feel, how you feel, how we feel, you feel me? That's just how it is. That's how it's gonna be. We got a lot. It's a lot of feelings going around, and a lot of emotions. A lot of you know what I'm saying. A lot of shit that needs to be out. Cause motherfuckers mad, angry, this and that. So, you know, if you can talk to your neighbor, talk to whoever. Make it happen, man. Be peaceful. Be friendly. You know what I'm saying? Cause we need each other right now. So, I'm gonna end it like that. And I'm gonna get with y'all tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is how I feel. I wanna know how y'all feel. You know what I'm saying? I'm your host, the Godfather. I'm gonna get with y'all later. Gia.